This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The holidays are officially over, and many of us are coming to this sobering realization. There are a lot of long winter nights ahead, but this is the opportunity to spend some time deep in the middle of a good book. For Wednesday's Book Bag segment, Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates talked to two people at independent bookstores to see what's good this winter.
Just as the market analysts had predicted, the past holiday season was a very good one for booksellers, including independent bookstores, and business remains brisk. Out in Wichita, Kansas, Sarah Bagby is the managing partner of Watermark Books and Cafe. She says her store prides itself on its customer recommendations. Bagby finds herself suggesting a new book called The Perfect Play a lot. The novel by British writer Louise Wenner is set in contemporary London. It follows a young woman named Audrey. When she's 33, Audrey decides to track down the father who abruptly left her and her mother to become a professional poker player when she was tiny. Bagby finds Audrey's character compelling in part because of the quirky sets of skills she learned as a kid.
When she was young, Audrey was a mathematical genius, and she was also the unglamorous assistant to her two magician stepbrothers.
Eventually, young Audrey goes to Las Vegas to find her errant dad. Sarah Bagby says she thinks readers will be charmed with The Perfect Play for several reasons.
The writing is funny. The characters are fantastic. There's a lot of popular culture that mixes Las Vegas of the United States and the culture in London in the last part of the century. It just explores the idea of getting abandoned and facing your fears and playing cards.
Bagby has also recommended a mystery, Tijuana Straits, by Kem Nunn, which she describes as surf noir. It's set in the legal no-man's land of beachfront that spans the California-Mexico border. That's where Sam Fahey, a former surfer, finds himself protecting a valiant social reformer named Magdalena. Her life is in danger because of her work on behalf of abused workers in NAFTA-fueled border factories. Again, Sarah Bagby.
The thing that really appeals to me about this book is each sentence is so carefully penned to illuminate this extreme nature of life at the edges of civilization. It's the wonderful, psychological, suspenseful, well-written novel.
Georgie Lewis may be a half continent away from Sarah Bagby, but like Bagby, she spends a lot of time matching books to customers. Lewis is the content manager for Powells.com, the online component of the Portland, Oregon bookstores. She says there's a spate of books that will be available in the next month or two that have her really excited. One is by Kazuo Ishiguro, best known for his quietly beautiful book, The Remains of the Day. He'll have a new book in March, Never Let Me Go. Georgie Lewis read an advance copy, and she's impressed.
God, I read this about a month ago, and I couldn't let it go. It was just, it's interesting. It's following the lives of three clones, three people who were bred to donate organs.
She also predicts Jared Diamond's new book will be huge.
He did Guns, Germs, and Steel, which was on our bestseller list for something like 2 or 3 years. And he's got another one now called Collapse. It's about why societies fail or succeed.
And finally, from empire building to building the perfect casserole. Georgie Lewis has been suggesting a cookbook from the editors of Cook's Illustrated called Cover and Bake.
It's, you know, the perfect recipe for macaroni and cheese or the perfect beef bourguignon, all these wonderful, rich, delicious winter feasts.
A good book and a hearty casserole? That might be just the thing to get us through the winter. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.